his friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shemaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Tehillim. And we are in Perek Chaf Dalet, Psukim Gimel Ates, very beautiful Perek. What Perek in Tehillim isn't beautiful? And we will base this Shi'ur, dedicate this Shi'ur, L'Schus, Ben, Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and the Nishmas Alexander Zisha, Ben, Reb Yosef, and the Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Reb Chaim Eliezer. And Ishbas Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Schus Moshe ben Peshedina, and Rachel ben Skula, and Shein Luchana bas Malka, and the entire world, the Hivasha B'Tshuas Olamim. And we're basing ourselves on the very, very beautiful and uplifting Torah of Maran Hagon, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalab Zatzal. He's a Sefer Meimarom at Tehillim. It's the 14th volume of Meimarom at Tehillim in Mishlei. Sukkim say, Mi'alab HaRashem, who will go up the mountain of God, U'miyakum kon kocho, who will stand up in his holy place, Niki chapayim u'par levav, clean hands, a pure heart, etc. Yisa bracha meis HaShem, he will take blessing from God, etc. Su shara mashaychem, su pischei olam, yavon melech hakavod. The gates should, so to speak, lift their heads, and the openings of the world should be lifted, and the King of Honor will come. This was various pshatim as to when this parak was said. Some people say when they brought the Aaron into the Kodesh Kodashim. Others say when the Aaron came back from war. There are various pshatim we're not going to go into, hopefully in a future shir. And here we're going to go into a big yisod in our avoda. And that is that there's a big difference between Gashmias and Ruchnias. In Gashmias, you don't need to understand how something works. When you eat, you don't have to understand how your digestive system works. You eat, you exercise, you don't have to understand how it's helpful to you. Exercise, trust me, it's good for you. Why? How? There are reasons, but we don't really have to know it in order for it to work. But it's not like that in Ruchnias. In Ruchnias, knowing the importance, the value of the matter is what actualizes it. Kalashan Arav, Shahayidial Yikrata Davar Ve'erech Haf'alato Hihi HaMotzi'a Mikoach HaLapol Et Kol HaTo'altiyut HaAtidim Lavo Mehem. So that's what brings out all the good. Knowing how valuable it is brings out the good. The value of the revelation is going to be to the extent that you know and you feel it. So this is true both in how it affects the entire world, the cosmos, particularly mitzvahs and chovas that we do, how they benefit the world and they benefit the universe, and also how they benefit us personally. Ha'itorut lekayim kol devar mitzvah v'tov u'mo'il eina mitzad ha'to'elet ha'nizgava yotzeit mehem ki ha'itorut lezeh tzicha liot ach v'rak mepnei tzivui Hashem v'shekach ritzono yitbarach ela she'im zeh anu gam mitzuvim ve'omdim leida כל מה שאפשר לנו לידע באידיאל הזו, כל מה שיותר עשירה ויותר עדינה ויותר עליונה, יותר היא מרשמת הוד הפעלתה בהוויה כולה בכלל ובפרט. So our first motivation for doing things is not the value, the benefit we're going to have, but rather that this is the commandment of God, this is the will of God. However, with that, we also have to understand what we can understand. We can know what we have to know. And the more rich our knowledge and understanding are, the more elevated, the more sublime, the more it is going to impact the entire cosmos on a very general level and on a very specific level. And this obligates us to learn, to teach the value. The Rav is writing this about the Yom Noraim. It's El when he's writing this, so we have to understand the value of the Yom Noraim to appreciate what the Maila L'Chshivus, Roshani Yom Kippur, what we can accomplish. You can't just say, all right, it's an automatic. The more you understand, the more it works. You have to know how the machine works in order for it to... The more you understand how the machine works, the better it works in Ruchnius. Not in Gashmius. In Gashmius, the machine works. What does it matter how my computer works? I know my computer works. אמנם זאת ועוד אחרת, עיקר מעלת המדבר על החי ומפעת הקשבתו. This is one of my favorite lines from the Rav. The bigger mile of a person over an animal is that we can listen. Because an animal hears, he can hear sounds, but he doesn't really listen. A person listens, a person is a makshiv. And the difference between people is how much of a listener they are. The Jewish people are special, that we said Nasiv and Ishma. We will do and Nishma. What does that mean? That means that we don't just want to hear the sounds of what God tells us, but we really want to understand, we really want to listen to the words of God. Torah says, the blessing is that we listen. The curse is that we don't listen. To follow foreign gods. או איזה מין חידוש, וכן ערך הברכה הוא לפי ערך ההקשבה, שיקשיב וישמע מכל דבר מצוות השם, וזהו את הברכה אשר תשמעו. כלומר, השמיע עצמה זוהי עצם הברכה. The brachas to listen, to be מקשיבים. That's how we get the blessing. אז הברכה אשר תשמעו על מצוות השם אלוקיך משהו הולכים מצאה ועשכם היום. And if we don't listen, והכללה, where does the klala come? Lo tishmo. If we don't listen, lo tishmo. If we don't listen, even though a person can say, "No, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't notice." No, that's a klala. And what this causes v'sartem in aderech, and it's going to bring you're going to not only go OTD off the derech, but alechas eloheich elohim acher mishalo yedatem. You're going to go after foreign gods. כן בכל המשנה תורה שאמר משה המסיר על ההקשבה להסתגל להקשיב ולהקשיב וזה כל האדם הנה שמוע מזבח טוב להקשיב מחלב אלים. I love that pasuk. That's in Mishneh Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu constantly warns us to listen, to really listen, and that's all of man. Because hearing is more important mizevach tov, from a good carbon. And lahakshiv, to listen, is better than the chelev elim, the fats of the animal. God likes our listening even more than our korbanos. Emet hadavar, rak neshama v'nefesh makshiva. So who really listens? The soul. Sometimes somebody's talking and we hear the words they're saying, but we're not really with them. To be with them means our soul is with them. Not just that the sound waves go into our ears.
ואיך אפוא נוכל לסגל לנו הקשבות
אם לא נלמוד לעצמנו לגלות בקרבנו את הוד נשמתנו, לתת לנו, לתת לה המנוחה והנחלה שתקשיב ותשמע. וזהנו אומרים בכל יום, אלוקיי נשמה שנתת בי תאוריי. ולמה לנו לחזור על זה בכל יום, מפני שאנו מחויבים לגלות את נשמתנו בקרבנו, בידי התעמקות בגדלות תארת נשמתנו, בידי החקיקה שהיא נתונה בנו, אנו מתחילים להרגיש מציאותה. בידי זה מפנים לדרכים איך שתקשיב מה שהיא צריכה להקשיב. So how can we accustom ourselves to listening? We have to reveal our soul, give our soul what it needs in order that it should listen. That's what we say every day. God, the soul you gave me is pure. Why do we have to say this every single day? Because every single day we have to reveal this neshama that's within us. And when we go deep into the greatness and the purity of our soul, and when we instill within ourselves, inculcate within ourselves that it's given to us by God, we start feeling its existence. Every day we have to say it. Every day we have to try to connect to our soul. And then it can listen. Then it can truly listen. ולמה נעשה אם גם אז, בעת עמלנו ויגיעתנו על כך, בו יבוא הגוף בהבליו, באביותו ובגסותו, ויפריע אותנו ממנוחתנו הפנימית. לזאת דרוש, כי יחד עם העידוד המשמח, לתת מנוחה, עוז וחדווה לנשמתנו, שיהיה לנו כוח ועי להקשיב. נעמול גם לעורר רגשת הנפש, לגור בגערה בנטיות החומר וסיבוביהם, להקציב לזה חלק ביום ללימודי היראה באופן התרגשותי, כדי שתנוח הנשמה בכל מעמקיה ותוכל להקשיב למשהו עדין וזך, למשהו למעלה מכל חושינו. So at the end of the day, we're still bodies, and our body is very crass, very coarse. So how do we overcome that and really connect to our soul even after we say neshama shenasata bi tahori, that you gave us this pure soul? So we need to encourage ourselves. We need to give rest, strength, power, simcha to our souls, that our soul should be able to listen. So in order to do that, we have to get emotional. In that way, every day, he says, you learn in Yanei, here you get emotional, you just scream at your body. You just tell, you know, like, imagine you're riding a horse. So you're the person, you're the one with the intellect, you're the one with the understanding, and you want to tell the horse is supposed to go. So you take care of your horse, you're nice to your horse, you love your horse, your horse is very important for you, but the horse needs to be put in its place. So our body is the horse. Our body is our senses, our taivas, our ritzonos. We want this, we want that, we want her, we want to eat this, we want to go there, we want to buy this, we want to buy that, we want to watch this movie, this show. That's all the body. And our soul has to be in control, be riding this horse. We take care of the horse, we feed the horse, we bathe the horse, everything good for the horse. But at the end of the day, it's a goof, it's something physical, it's going to end and it's going to go on the ground. And we have to really arouse the neshama and remember that it's don't ever let the horse run your life. If a horse is running your life, you're not in good shape. You have to let the soul run your life. The soul has to harness the body for whatever the soul needs. הנה לכאורה אנו מוצאים סתירות מאמרי חז"ל לדבר היחס של תורה ושל מצוות. We find a steer lechoron chazal about the relationship of Torah and mitzvahs. Sometimes we say, Barasi Eitzahar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It's all in Torah. And the Torah is a Tavlin, it's a spice for the Eitzahar. We also find Kol HaOmer Ein Lo Torah Afilu Torah Ein Lo. If you say I only have Torah, you don't even have Torah. Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that's Gemara Yevamos Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Shabbos Lamed Aleph and Amid Beis, Kol Shishlot Bo Torah Vim Yerushimayim Domo Lengizbor Shem Nimsen Masur Lo Mavtechos Apnimios Mavtechos Enos Lo Masur Lo Bahayayil. If you have Torah, you don't have Yerushimayim. It's like a treasurer. They gave him the inner keys, and they didn't give him the outer keys. How's he going to get inside? You know, Yerush Shemayim doesn't even start. And Yerush Shemayim is not just the abstract Yira, I fear God. You have to fill yourself up with Yira. If you fear God and you miss one letter, that you're not being Mekayim, you're not Yare. If you're a Yare, you keep everything, from the most serious infractions and mitzvahs to the lightest, Daraisa, Darabanan, Minog, everything. So, if you have Torah, but you don't have Yerush Shemayim, it's like you can't even start. Because Yerush Shemayim is about keeping all the mitzvahs. You don't keep the mitzvahs, where's the Torah going to get you? So what's the ikkar? Is the ikkar the Torah? Is the ikkar the mitzvahs in Yerush Shemayim? So it's pashut. It's just like b'derech mashal, you have a soul in the body. And then you have in the body, you have the brain, you have the heart, you have the liver. You have the organs, shenashama tluya behem. You have the organs that our lives depend on, and like the heart, the kidneys. Person doesn't have kidneys, he's a goner. Person doesn't have a heart, he's a goner. Pancreas, a goner. So what's the issue here? Why can't the neshama dwell in the goof if the goof doesn't have the proper kelim? That's the way Hashem made the world. Without kelim, there's no neshama in the goof. Now, if we say that the ikar chaim is from these organs, from the heart, from the liver, from the pancreas, it's not true. The ikar life is from the neshama. These are kelim, these are vessels where the neshama is received. So too, the relationship between Torah and mitzvahs. Yisod ha-chaim, the foundation of life, is Torah. What are the kelim for Torah? Mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are like the body. That's what gives physical life. And then the yesod ha-dvarim, the foundation, is obviously the soul. It's Torah. Person doesn't have the kelim, he doesn't have the mitzvahs, then the soul can't dwell. All the Torah is not going to help. You need both. But the yesod is the soul, is the Torah. And so too the relationship of God. We need that His light spread in all the worlds. It's not light without life without it. Just like there's no life without a soul. So it means us to Anagal Hashem. The Zohar says in Parashas Yisro on this pasuk in Yeshaya, Al Hashem Vadai. Because the content that we seek out in Oneg is that the godly oneg, the godly pleasure, should penetrate all of reality. As tis'anagal Hashem. What's the secret of this oneg? Of this unbelievable, sublime oneg? Because every mitzvah and the source of all kedusha creates a holy shine of divine pleasantness. Lashon Harav, Ki kol mitzvah u'makor kol kedusha yotzeret ziv kodesh shel noam elyon v'zeh olam haba asher alav ne'amar ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. So this creates this holy shine of the divine pleasantness, and that's olam haba. And about Olam Haba, it says in Yeshaya that only God has seen what Olam Haba is. And because this low world, this physical world, is not roy for that shine, it's not revealed in this world, only in Olam Haba. And even though the place of planting is in this world, nevertheless, it grows in the Olam Haba. That's where it truly sprouts. That's where we have the true Onik. However, the Tachlis Hamavukash is not only that the neshamos should derive pleasantness, benefit from this beautiful light, but even here in this world. There should be no chatzitza between this world and the next world. There should be no barrier between the two worlds. Not only should the neshama see, but even the guf, v'nigla kvod Hashem v'kol basar yachdav ki pi Hashem diber. The glory of God should be revealed, and all flesh together should see that God is speaking, and all the world should combine together liyas Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides again, is he going to continue this operation? And we have to make ourselves worthy of Nikla Kvod Hashem Baruch Kol B'Sar Yachdav Ki Pi Hashem Diber, and that gives the world the right to exist. And we should prepare ourselves to be Misanig as much as we can in this world from the pleasantness of God. That's what it means. Miyale b'har Hashem u'miyakum b'mkom kacha. Who could be zoche to this tafkid of shleimus, that in order to fulfill it, asher l'shem milu'o shoklim v'doglim b'yom hanora la'alot b'or Hashem u'letkomem b'mkom kacha. ליהנות מזיבם ואורם גם בעולם הזה. Who zoche to go up on this mountain of God? That's the shleimus in this world. That's what God is deciding on Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur, who's going to be zoche? Who's going to be zoche to bring godliness into this world, to fulfill his purpose, to be nana mizif shchinaso? Nikicha paim uvar levav. Right, it's no coincidence that we say this on Rosh Hashanah. Nikicha paim uvar levav. Somebody with clean hands and a pure heart. Somebody who cleans his hands, purifies his heart. By fixing all of the blemishes, both serious and lighter. He didn't raise his soul to vanity, to nothingness. Didn't swear falsely. He didn't turn to false gods, to false hopes, to nonsense. And he is Zedol Dorshav Mevakshei Fanecha Yaakov Sela. This is a person who is part of the door, the group. The word door means a circle. Literally, like kador. It's a kador, it's a ball. Like a door. A door is a circle. Zed dor dor shav. These are a group of those who seek out God. These people who are nekich hapayim of our leva v'shalon asel ha-shav nafshi v'lon ish balamirma. These are people who seek out God. Mevakshei Fanecha, those who seek out the face of Hashem, these are the door of Mevakshei Fanecha. And who is that? That's Yaakov. Those are the Jewish people. What is Sela? So Sela is one of those words that we all say, but Lamaisa, what is Sela? In the Das Mikra, in Tehillim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, there he has a footnote, in footnote 3, he says that Sela only appears in Tehillim and in Habakkuk. So, the Baalei Haggadah says Sela means forever. But the Pashtanim HaKadmonim already noted that we can't always explain Sela as being forever. Some say Sela is a chizuk, it's strengthening what was said, that it's true. Some say Sela means that it's finished, the union is finished. And the author of the Das Mikra, the author of the Das Mikra of Tehillim, was a very wise man, named Amos Chacham, Rabbi Amos Chacham. So he says that Sela is not miguf divrei hamizmor. It's a call, it's an e'ima, it's a certain type of nigan. So that's the nigan that ends off the mizmor. In the commentary he writes, Sela siman shel hani'ima. As he explains that in Rabbi Omrim, the Nafshi Ein Yeshua Solo Belohim Sela. That's some type of musical notes. Anyway, we are those who are Doresh Hashem, Ivakshav Panav Sela. Here Sela could Lamaisa be forever. Vuasher Yiske Lisa Bracha means Hashem, he's gonna get this bracha from God. He's gonna receive his light, his glory, his splendor. Torah mitzvah in Olam Haba. And because of this, Yisu Sha'arim Rashechem, the gates are gonna raise their heads, Viavo Melech HaKavod, and we're also gonna know who the Melech HaKavod is. So that's just a taste of this parak. It's one pasuk, and we have a lot more to say. So God should just give us life, and we should be zochet to say it to Mirtz Hashem. Shalom, my sweetest and most beloved friends.